Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. What's crucial? Ash Wednesday takes its name from the ancient custom of marking with ashes the forehead of worshippers entering the observance of Lent. It's meant to symbolize a gesture of repentance, like Job. I abhor myself. I repent in dust and ashes. So the ashes symbolize what is crucial: that we recognize our sinful mortality, dust to dust, ashes to ashes. Our crucial need for cleansing from sin, that we might have life with God. Yes, conservative Lutheranism, recognizing the externalism that often accompanies the custom of marking with ashes, has not followed it. But there is the opposite danger that, disdaining the external, we neglect the internal. The pressing of those ashes on our heart in repentant faith in the Lamb who was slain. Too easily, every one of us falls into a mere external observation. Perhaps even with being proud that we don't put ashes on our forehead, as if that sets us right with God. Or attending Lenten services, as if my sacrifice makes me right with God. Or sympathizing with the physical agony of Jesus on the cross, as if this emotional experience makes me right with God. Or going through the motions of repentance as if the act makes me right with God. There is only one crucial focus of Lent. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Behold what Jesus has done for you, for each one of us, not just suffering the physical agony of the cross, but much worse, the curse of his own Father on my sin and yours. His substitution melted the heart of the thief. Should it not grip our hearts? So what's crucial? Marathon? Waterloo? Gettysburg? These are events that many suggest change the course of human history. And yet, neither they nor any other armed clash of forces is the crucial event of history. That took place without any armed clash of forces on a hill shaped like a skull. When Jesus came to Jerusalem, to Calvary, about 2,000 years ago, time and eternity converged to determine the destiny of mankind as Jesus made the full payment for the sins of the world with his own holy blood. The cross of Christ is the crucial center of all things. Here, eternities meet. Here, the streams of ancient history converge, and the river of modern history rises. The eyes of patriarch and prophet strained forward to see these events of Calvary. And now the eyes of all generations and races look back upon it. All human events marched by God's decree toward Calvary. And there, focus our eyes on the one who is lifted up to bear the mass of seething sin. And being lifted up, he draws our eyes to the rising dawn of eternity and the glory of him who, being lifted up, draws us to himself. This is the end of all roads. This is the center of knowledge. The cross of Calvary is the place where God and man meet. For it's here that God reconciled the world to himself in Christ Jesus. For he made Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Can we neglect then the privilege of bending our hearts at the foot of this crucial cross of Christ? Yes, the world does. It shrugs it off as the mere suppression of an eccentric rabbi. We're better off without him. However, a much higher assessment had already been made on that holy mountain where our transfigured Lord Jesus met with two heavenly visitors, Moses and Elijah, and they talked about the path that he needed to follow, what he had to finish at Jerusalem, so that we might share with him in his glory. And it wasn't just Moses and Elijah. The Father declared from heaven that higher assessment, declaring that this is the one crucial thing. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. That higher assessment, our text demonstrates, is confirmed by everyone who is in heaven singing, "Worthy is the Lamb who is slain." Never in all history were the stakes so crucial, or the results. If heaven is now resounding with the voices of praise proclaiming, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain," shall you and I, who have been redeemed by his blood, remain silent? This is what's crucial. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 344.